would you have a different term that you call it?
You want to call it yeast bread. A lot of times, well, what we'd make at home, we'd call that yeast bread.
Mm-hmm.
And you call that store, I guess, light bread. Is that? I guess that's what the term you
okay.
use.
Okay. How about some kind of fried, like batter, like any kind of donuts or anything?
Batter bread, oh yeah.
People make?
Yeah, because you could take your yeast bread and roll it out and then just cut it around, put your hole in it, put it in your frying pan and make your donuts.
Mm-hmm.
We did that to the jail many a time, my
mm-hmm.
sister and myself and me.
Mm-hmm.
They'd make donuts out of it.
They have any different
and
terms
kids.
For those?
No, we just call them donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade donuts.
Hmm. How about now for breakfast, something you might make, eat with butter and syrup on it, out of a batter?
Well, pancakes?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we made those. Well, you take your flour and make pancakes also.
They have any different terms for those?
No, we just always call them. Flitters, pancake flitters.
Mm-hmm.
See, we made all that. But, I mean, in these times, you really forget about those old things.
Mm-hmm.
They always call them flitters. Fritters of flitters. Fritters. Pancake fritters. F-R-I-T-T-E-R-S. Fritters.
Okay. And they're the same thing as pancakes.
That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you grow peanuts around here?
Oh, yes, we did.
Do they have any different terms for those?
Pentas.
Okay.
And a lot of people use that word now. I had to cook me some pentas yesterday.
Cooked them in the oven?
You can boil them or I'll put them in the oven either way.
Mm-hmm. Which way do you make them?
Well, I don't have any right now, but when my husband was leaving, we'd plant peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And now that was one thing I'd go to farm and help with, because we could boil them in the summertime, and then you could dry them, wash them and dry them, put them out in the sunshine, and they would dry. Then you'd bag them up and have them to parch in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how expensive they are now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we had those same year he passed away out to the farm about April. You could sell those by $10-$11 a bushel.
Mm-hmm.
And sit in the shade and pick them off the bushes.
Mm-hmm. And how about when they'd kill a hog
to save it to have your meat for the wintertime?
Uh-huh. What parts of it would they use?
Well, we used all of it. We'd take the backbone and have it to cook in vegetables.
Okay.
You cured your hams and your shoulders and your sides.
Mm-hmm.
You took your fragments, they called it, and you made your sausage out of it. Your hog head, you made your puddings out of it. Now, I like that, too.
Did they take the liver and
you take
all
a liver
that
and make it into your puddings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have liver in pudding.
What about lungs and all? Do they ever stew all that stuff?
No, you throw the lungs away.
Mm-hmm.
But you took. And years ago, they used to take the, I guess you'd call them the intestines, and clean them to stuff your puddings with. But for the last 20 years, nobody ever did that. They'd always buy them. You can buy them already. The casing's already in a little container.
Mm-hmm.
Packed down in salt, and you don't have to wash or do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat those?
The casing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't eat pudding and sausage?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's what... That,
sausage, yeah.
Well, that's the little bolt casing that sausage is in.
Okay.
Now, you look at it next time you look to buy it. But that's already preserved and cleaned, and that's so much nicer.